Frank delivers. When I spoke to you last, I told you about my first bisexual experience with a couple named Frank and Terry, and particularly about how I enjoyed eating Frank's cock as he went from flaccid to rigid, ready to pound his load into Terry, where I had already planted my cum. You may remember that Frank promised to score some marijuana for me, and I was looking forward to being in contact with him more than getting the marijuana. You may also remember that I realized on my way home from their place that as I drove, Frank must be giving Terry an orgasm, eating his cum and mine from her pussy. Or maybe you don't remember any of that. In any case, let me pick up late afternoon on the second day after our threesome. Frank called to say he had the marijuana. Could he come to my place to deliver it? My wife being out of town visiting relatives, and our king-size bed being just right for company, I gave Frank directions. It was only about 3 o'clock, but Frank worked as a roving manager for several area restaurants with the same owner, and he could quit for the day and make the delivery. Being a college professor and on winter break, I was working at home and free for whatever. I was hoping for another sexual encounter, ideally another threesome. At 37, I was in excellent condition, 6 feet and lean from weightlifting and running. I had recovered quickly from our orgy barely 2 days before and was ready for another go. I figured Terry and Frank would be at least as primed since they were 6 years younger and fit from fifth-degree black belt taekwondo workouts. Their martial arts qualifications were one of the details I had picked up in conversation at our first encounter. Like Frank's masturbating any day he didn't get something better, and Terry's lesbian tastes. Some of what had happened or been said at our first encounter also made me think Terry was slightly dominant in their sex life. Frank probably ended all or almost all their trysts pounding his load into Terry's petite pussy, only to eat it and anyone else's out of her later while she laid back and straddled his face. This fit with the obvious pleasure Terry took in watching Frank getting or giving head with another guy. The assumption that Frank was cuckolded this way made me glad I had pulled out of Terry at our first encounter in time to leave a couple of ropes of semen adorning that steaming pussy. It was a turn-on to imagine Frank starting his munching, licking those strings of cum off her lips before he got to the loads we had put deep in Terry's pussy. Frank was at my door in 10 minutes. He looked good, if a little tired and rumpled from work. He handed over the marijuana, and I offered him a cold drink and a seat. Right away, I had hoped that this was more than a doobie delivery, when he accepted and we settled in the living room. It was January in Northern California, so he was wearing a coat. When he discarded it on a chair, I knew we were going to have a talk, and that could only be good. A couple of sentences of chit-chat led to Frank's volunteering that he, and especially Terry, had enjoyed their encounter with me more than any other time with a man. I was surprised when he said Terry particularly liked my being quiet, just doing things without narrating, and not spewing a stream of, "Fuck, fuck, oh, what a tight pussy," or something like that. I was just a nice guy who got down to sex without any theatrics. She also appreciated my gentle humor. I was relieved and excited to hear I pleased her. Frank and I had hit it off immediately, in and out of bed, and I began to see this visit was going to be more than a marijuana delivery. Frank and Terry had found my handwritten thank you note classy. About 3:30, Frank's cell chimed. It was Terry, who Frank said would be calling to see where he was. After a few words on the phone, Frank said, "Terry asked me to tell you that Frank Jr. is home from school and can babysit Sarah for a while, and Terry had just had a nice bubble bath and was all clean and pink with no one to appreciate her." It only took me one beat to say, please ask Terry to come over here, and we can appreciate her all evening. My pulse accelerated at an image of Terry and lots of bubbles, and another image with more people in it, in my king-size bed. Frank gave Terry directions to my house, estimated we had about 20 to 30 minutes to wait, and asked if he could use the shower to freshen up from his day's work. After he was in the shower, I laid out a bathrobe for him and decided to shower next. I like my dirty sex very clean. Soon, Frank and I had our showers and were in robes. Frank suggested that we give Terry an extra thrill by getting started and greeting her with hard-ons and a head start. I unlocked the front door and attached a note. To Terry, come on in. We are in the bedroom, back right side. Follow the sounds to find us. Just pinning the note on the door started my cock growing. Frank and I retreated to the bedroom, where I had a suggestion. On visits to San Francisco, I had gone to a theater where one special show had two girls getting it on with each other in a small room with sofas and chairs for a few guys. Depending on the tips, the girls got very naughty with each other. But what I remembered now was that each guy was given a flashlight with an attached plastic cone to narrow the light field. Each guy could only light a small part of the action. But 8 or 10 guys, leaning and bending on couches and chairs, could see the whole show in light or backlit. It was kinky and fun. I quickly found a penlight, made a tapered tube of wide masking tape on the end, and left it where Terry would have to pass it. I also left a note telling her to bring it and to use only that light. With the stage set, Frank and I had a little argument about who was going to be the bottom when Terry arrived. Both of us wanted to be doing the sucking when that little light went on in the bedroom. I didn't argue too hard, since Frank was providing two of our threesome. I would be the top, and Frank would be sucking me off for Terry. We arranged a pile of pillows on the bed. We shed the robes, and I leaned back over the pillows, head down in the back and cock up in the front. Frank had sucked my cock on our first encounter with a rapid pistoning action from the first touch. I was better prepared to last through such zeal today, but I hoped he wouldn't put me to the test. Fortunately, I got my wish. My pelvis was spread on top of the pillows, legs out. Frank sat between my legs. We both were half-listening for Terry's arrival. Frank took my balls firmly in one hand, then both. He rolled my nuts around gently, then slid under to lick one, then the other. I felt cool where he had licked. My scrotum had to be glistening with his saliva. His head was pressed into the pillows to get a good angle on my balls. He held my semi-erect cock at the base with one hand and angled in to suck my nuts into his hot, wet mouth. From the amount of saliva I felt on his tongue and running down my crotch, I knew he was a dedicated cocksucker. My rod grew nearly full size as he sucked my balls and held my dick at the base. We heard the front door open. Terry had arrived. Frank immediately moved up to lick the length of my cock, top, sides, bottom, slowly, wetly, using every millimeter of tongue. He kept licking until we saw a burst of light from the bedroom door opening to reveal my torso draped over the pillows and Frank wrapped around my cock. The door closed, we had faint light again, and the pen light appeared. I had moved just far enough to the side of the pillow stack to see Terry's entrance. Immediately, Frank sank the head of my cock into his mouth, just as the little light found us. The light focused on Frank's face, but he ignored it, concentrating on drawing my cock as deep into his mouth as he could. Since I wasn't yet fully aroused, he got most of my dick and slowly began coming off it with exaggerated tongue swirls and sucking sounds. We couldn't see Terry well, but well enough to see her outer garment fall to the floor. She must have arrived in a bodysuit and only a coat over it. Frank was pretending to ignore her. I knew he, like me, was keenly aware of her watching. Frank worked my cock over, side to side, up and down, wet with loud slurping sounds. The loud slurps were for Terry. I was enjoying Frank's dick worship and the faint image of Terry watching. After my quick come at our first encounter, I was very glad to feel more in control this time. I stopped paying attention to Terry, except to stay where she had a good view, and settled back comfortably against the pillows. Relaxed, I kept my legs spread and let Frank suck my cock. He worked the head over with wet licks, slipped the shaft into his mouth until it hit the back of his throat, and slipped off to lick the shaft and my balls wetly in front of his wife. I concentrated on how good it felt, but also on staying a little detached so as not to blow my wad early. Maybe 5 minutes into our show for her, Terry killed the penlight and turned on a bedside lamp. The tease was over. The memory of how good Terry looked and how good she was to fuck made this a special treat for me as she climbed into bed beside Frank. I felt more than saw her push Frank over a bit. Then one of them was licking my balls while the other sucked my shaft. The mouth on my shaft was definitely Terry, gentler than Frank, sucking less and kissing the head with feather touches. I felt the blood surge in my cock, and it was all that I could do to restrain my cum for a couple minutes of this cock worship. Just before she would definitely have gotten cum on her pretty face, Terry stopped working on my cock altogether. I could hear a whisper, then Terry moving on the bed. Frank pulled me off the pillows and offered me Terry, hands and knees on the bed, facing away from me, legs spread enough to show a wet pussy with Terry's fingers making it wetter by the second. I had been given Terry to fuck before, but not like this, not so submissive, and not doggy style. Quickly, I had my cock buried in her pussy from behind, and one hand wrapped under to massage her clit. She moaned hard every time I stroked her clit and wiggled that great ass a little. This, my second time in Terry's pussy, I stroked away, pulling almost completely out and pushing all the way in. It felt fantastic. I was getting into a good rhythm, very much in control of my own orgasm, when Frank lay on his back in front of Terry and slid head first under her. I could see his cock was fully erect. Just about the time his cock came even with Terry's face, I heard a slapping sound, sharp, with some real power behind it. Groans of pain came from Frank about the same time. Terry must have been slapping his dick with one hand, while the other hand kept her in a tripod position, with me fucking her from behind. Terry was really dominating Frank now. She had me fucking her in front of his face, while she beat his aroused cock with her open hand. Frank grunted with each blow, but he didn't slide away. This must be a familiar game to them. I fucked Terry's delicious pussy a few more long strokes before I felt a tongue playing over my cock where it slipped into her tunnel. Frank had found his target zone. He licked my cock and Terry's clit back and forth, absolutely fastened to his task. It seemed to me if he slackened, any there would be a low groan of pain and pleasure, and he would be back to licking with full attention. Whatever Terry was doing, presumably tormenting his cock or balls, whenever he let up on her needs, she really got his attention. My strokes started to get shorter and harder. I could stop the building climax, but it felt great to just let fly. My cock seemed to swell bigger than it ever had been, and I stroked into Terry, grabbing her hips and steadying her ass. I came and came, pouring myself into Terry. Still my dick stayed hard, and I continued to shove into her, my orgasm over, I was fucking just because the fucking was so gloriously good. I guess Terry sensed the change in the speed and length of my thrusts, but I was still pounding her pussy. She asked, "Didn't you come yet?" Frank replied for me, "I swear he came. I know he came. And you ate it," I thought. The sexual spell over me was broken. I slowed and pulled out of Terry's pussy. Frank, Terry, and I all rolled over and sank to the bed at once. I don't know exactly what was going on between Terry and Frank, but it had to be some sort of cock and ball dominance. No one mentioned my cum and Terry's juices that Frank had to have swallowed, but it had to be considerable. The wet spot in the sheet was surprisingly small, so something was intercepting the sex juices. My dick and balls had been eaten by Frank, then Frank and Terry. A long, hot fuck had followed. Terry may have come while Frank was under both of us, but she didn't say. I was sure Frank had not come, and I offered to suck him off or give him whatever combination he wanted with Terry. He declined, saying he'd rather hold off for another time. He might mean another threesome later, or some sort of game with Terry and her cum-filled pussy and punishing little hands when they got home. Satisfied and curious, I went along. Frank and I had probably started our sexual tableau about 3:30 or 4 p.m. It was nearing 6 when I noticed the clock. I slipped on a robe and headed to the kitchen to set out snacks and put on a pot of tea. It turned out we all liked hot tea. In fact, we were becoming friends outside the sheets as well as in. Frank and Terry joined me in their street clothes, which didn't take much doing for Terry. We ate and talked for a while. The marijuana that Frank had delivered was untouched. We obviously didn't need any chemical help loosening up with each other. Still, I suggested they would have to come back soon and help me enjoy the stash. They agreed with enthusiasm. And when they left, I was already thinking about the right time to issue that invitation. I still hadn't sucked the cock to completion, and sex with Frank and Terry seemed to have lots of hidden possibilities. I anticipated uncovering all the dimensions of this erotic situation that I could. Frank and Terry had just left when I lay down to bask in the afterglow and plan a new invitation to them.